Hello, friends. This is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought my co-host with me, Christina. Say hello.
Hello.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, you can check out more by going to FrugalSnobs.com. You can check out all of our video content available on YouTube at YouTube.FrugalSnobs.com. You can check us out on social media at Facebook.com/FrugalSnobs or on Twitter at FrugalSnobs. And of course, you can catch this podcast on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. And if you have a smart speaker, feel free to ask it to play the Frugal Snobs podcast. As always, folks, be well, never pay retail. And now, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Proximity, say hello.
Hello.
All right, everybody. And this is episode 199 of the Frugal Snobs podcast. It is the holiday episode. So as we record this episode, today is Saturday, December 23rd, 2023. And where we left off last time with our brave heroes, we were in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Having fun at GalaxyCon Columbus, day two. So this episode, folks, we're going to talk about the rest of our experience at GalaxyCon, which was still awesome for day three. And kind of talk about the holiday season, hope everybody is safe this year, and kind of just discuss wrapping up this particular journey together very soon with episode 200 coming toward the end of this calendar year, so in about a week or so. And we will be moseying on down the road, everybody. Hope everybody enjoyed the journey with the Frugal Snobs, but we are not going away, folks. We will still be available through our reviews via YouTube and other outlets, and we're also planning another project very soon, so we are not going away. We're just refocusing our creative efforts. Is that
yes,
fair?
Multiple projects coming up and
we're excited.
Lot more fun to have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we are starting to discuss a few things, but super secret.
Yes.
Wink, wink. But I think that our new projects will be a lot of fun for everybody. But again, this podcast will be available to everybody wherever you enjoy podcasts on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. We are everywhere, folks. So these 200 episodes, once we get there, we'll be living hopefully for a while. And like I said, we will be continuing our journey on YouTube and other outlets as well. So we're not going away, folks. The Frugal Snobs are still around. You can also still check us out on Facebook and other social platforms. And I think at this point, we're just enjoying the rest of the year and moving forward with our time. So let's go ahead and get into it. Are you festive?
Yes.
We are festive this year. So really weird end of the year. You know, Hanukkah was really early this year.
Yeah.
Right? Because usually it bleeds into the Christmas season, and it doesn't. It didn't in this case for 2023. There's a pretty decent gap, a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
And down here where we are in the southeastern U.S., they don't say happy holidays down here. They still say Merry Christmas, by God.
Yes.
So we do hope everybody does enjoy the holiday season. Be safe, everybody. I know that time period between, I guess, right before Thanksgiving through the New Year is hectic for a lot of people, and we're, 2 days before Christmas?
Yes.
If you're out shopping at this point, shame on you. Shame on you. But we actually were able to snag a few really nice gifts for us here in the Snob Lair. A new Ninja cooker.
Yes.
That's awesome. So we also do have a 16-in-1 cooker currently, everybody. But we did pick up this year a Ninja 14-in-1 cooker.
Yes.
But it does different things than our other cooker.
So we have like a 20-in-2...
Technically, yes, because there is some bleed over with air frying and things like that. But one of our cookers is a really good rotisserie, which, by the way, everybody, we plan on having a rotisseried turkey breast.
Yes.
On Christmas Day. It's going to be delicious. So we did pick up a 3-pound, I think, turkey breast a couple weeks ago. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. And we plan on enjoying our 3-pound dry-rubbed rotisserie turkey breast in one of our cookers, and also making all the other sides for our Christmas meal on Christmas Day in the other cooker. So it's going to be really interesting. Christina, you had frozen pizza in our new Ninja.
Yes.
Today, and how was it?
Not bad.
Yeah. So we'll probably be putting together possibly a review for our cookers eventually, everybody, into the new year. But like I was saying, I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of other journeys with the Frugal Snobs. Christina also is a Google influencer for her Google reviews. So we're not going away. We're just doing things a little differently and reprioritizing some stuff. So, so it's, before we go any further with Christmas gifts and getting into GalaxyCon and whatnot, and then the recap there. But you know you're getting older when Christmas gifts that excite you are different. Like, a cooker is interesting to us, right?
Well, you also got to factor in the that we are kind of living in, like, a sardine.
Well, to an extent, the new Snob Lair is not as big as our old Snob Lair, everybody. Yes. But it's less expensive. So
but getting something that is actually space-saving would make anyone happy.
It's also energy efficient. Exactly. We went from having a gas range to having electric appliances. So,
and the electric is so slow.
Yes, it is, folks. Anybody out there that has an electric range knows exactly what we're talking about. You miss having a gas range, don't
mm-hmm.
you? But everybody, again, as you get older, things like that matter to you more, right? That's how you can tell you're getting older. It is. Like, you know, when you're a kid, it's at Christmas time, right? When you're a kid, Christmas morning, you are getting all that stuff under the tree, right? Or as you get older, like to your preteen and teenage years, when you're 16, again, not me because of my situation with my eyesight, but for most 16-year-olds, especially if you're a spoiled kid who doesn't appreciate anything, what are you waiting for at 16?
Car keys!
That's right, for Christmas morning, right? You got your learner's permit, you got your license, and now car keys come in that little box, right?
Yes.
Here's your only present for this year. Well, it's so small. You find out it's a set of keys to a car with a big bow on it in the driveway. You know what I mean?
Or instead of a set of keys, they give you a little matchbox car.
Yeah, it's like, what is this? It's your new car. Really? No, I mean, I also think that as you get older, like, I mean, I think you appreciate your life more. And when Christmas comes around, you go from wanting and needing things to then being happy you have things. Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense? Especially over the last couple of years we've had, right? Like right now, Christina and I are sitting here in the Snob Lair recording this episode with our TV on mute while Christina's Pittsburgh Steelers trounce the Cincinnati Bengals in division.
24-0 right now at halftime.
Yes, but that could all change.
Exactly. As I said, halftime.
Right. But at the same time, it's like you appreciate things like that over time. Like you appreciate having things and versus wanting and needing things. You know, if, like I was telling Christina earlier today, like, if you get to a point in your life where a relatively small amount of money means a lot to you, or where still needing things at a certain point, you should probably reprioritize, right? Like, we're happy just to be safe and healthy at
yes,
this point.
Yes, and together.
Yes. And, you know, I think, you know, like I said, as you get older, you start to appreciate things differently, right? Like electric appliances versus, you know, gas appliances, things like that. They're boring conversations, but they matter. So this Ninja cooker, we are so happy. It does different things, and we're very excited about it. So basically, we're hoping all of our meals are now made in more energy-efficient electric cooking appliances that yes. are not a stovetop or range. So
the only thing I can't do in it is French toast and pancakes thus far.
Well, yet. We haven't figured it out yet.
Thus far.
But again, you fit a nice-sized frozen pizza in the Ninja.
Yes.
Decent. Was it crispy?
Yes.
Was it undercooked? Slide toward the center, but you'll figure that out, right?
Exactly. It's just figuring out...
The one thing we were talking about this earlier, like the one thing I wish it would do that a lot of microwaves do with the turntable is turn.
Yes.
Right? I wish it would, like you put like that perfectly sized pizza in the Ninja and it turns, right?
Yeah.
You would wish we wish it would do that. But other than that, I mean, we're going to also do some other things with our Ninja very soon. Like we said, we're going to do a 3-pound turkey breast in our other 16-in-1 cooker. That's going to be rotisserieing on Christmas, while the Ninja will be responsible for all sides.
Yes.
Right? So whatever we want to have with it. Oh, we're thinking about having some broccoli mac and cheese, and it's going to be awesome. If you've never had broccoli mac and cheese, it will change your life, everybody.
It is delicious.
Yes. Do you agree?
Yes.
Broccoli mac and cheese. And Christina's probably really distracted still by halftime.
No.
So.
No, I'm just thinking, like, broccoli mac and cheese. Delicious. It reminds me of the Panera cheddar broccoli soup.
Yep. Not a sponsor, by the way.
It's just a description.
Yep, just a description. We're just doing this comparison. No sponsorships here, everybody. This is a grassroots podcast.
If they even still have that.
They probably don't. I wish they did. If they do, great. But, I mean, they probably don't. Because, I mean, ever since COVID, this country went crazy.
I've tried whenever we got that coupon at our local price club. I was actually looking for that instead of getting what I actually got for the $10 off.
Yep. So, folks, by the way, that local price club, can I just tell them it's Sam's Club. We did get a $10 coupon, so watch out for those folks. We're still the frugal snobs, right? So if you ever get these types of coupons, use them. Christina used them on, I think, a set of Clio bars.
Yes.
For $10, which we like Clio bars too.
They're healthy.
Yes, they are healthier, lower carb, lower sugar. Just you have an acquired taste for Greek yogurt, I think, right? You gotta have that kind of that taste for the sweet but sour type of yogurt taste. But no, I mean, as you get older, things change. They do. I mean, and Christina's parents were kind enough to send us a nice package this year because we're keeping our home address very closely guarded now that we've moved. I mean, we just want a private life, and that's fair. That's fair, right? I mean, our personal address is fair. So we just started giving it out to kind of our immediate families after being in our new area for a while. And they were kind enough to send us gifts.
Yes. Right?
So it was really nice to get at least get things delivered and not have things stolen. But yeah, so we've had a decent holiday season this year, and we're also very grateful and thankful for what we do have. And we hope everybody is as well. Like we talked about, Shin and I earlier this week, you know, the adage is true that as you get older, time goes faster.
It does. It does.
And we don't have our own family. We don't have children and things like that. So, you know, we basically are happy to be alive, healthy, still getting along, mostly, and just living life as is. So another year, new changes this year, and a lot's happened. I mean, I can't believe what's really happened in this year. I mean, we've moved. Christina started a new role, but same line of work.
Same industry.
Yep. I'm still where I am with it. I just had my 10th year anniversary with my company. So we're just happy that things have really worked in our favor. But again, it took a lot of hard work to get to this point. So
a lot of road trips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of them. And, you know, one of those, of course, was to GalaxyCon. So that's why we did GalaxyCon, everybody. I mean, we rarely ever do these types of things for ourselves. Everybody's listened to the show for the past years that we've been together. You know, all as an audience and us all in this journey together, that Christina's been doing a lot of cons for her book series and things like that. I mean, we never had time for ourselves.
No.
Right? I mean, folks, when we met some of the folks we did earlier this year, Ted DiBiase, Lex Luger, meeting Arn Anderson last year, this was all just in the last year and a half. And this is not, like, this was all very fast. And like, I think I was telling Christina, I think we did the math here. Like, we've met between, I think, 13 to up to 17 or so wrestlers in the past year and a half. That's a lot. And other celebrities as well. And we never...
I met three Rangers.
Yeah, three Power Rangers. Yeah, you have. In fact, Johnny Young Bosch, that's the last time we talked to everybody.
Yes.
Right? I think that where we left off last time, you just met Austin St. John, right?
Yes.
You know, I think that it just, you know, Arn was a meet and greet going past Roanoke on our way back to Virginia from where we are now. And, you know, Lex and Ted were, again, earlier this year, just this year.
Yeah.
You know? And you vended the second Roanoke event this year.
Yes.
So,
where I met Jimmy and Brutus and...
Yeah, Jimmy Hart, Brutus Beefcake.
And Ricky again.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I mean, it's almost surreal, right? So let's go ahead and get into it. That, you know, we're just happy to be where we are. A good journey this year. And, you know, GalaxyCon was a reward to ourselves.
Yes, it was.
Right? I mean, we don't do these types of things. And like I said in our last episode, everybody, these are not an inexpensive event. So make it worth it. And I think we did. And we came home with... I think you came back to the Snobbler with, what, up to almost, I think, 27 to 30 signatures?
Yes.
I think across multiple items. I think we met 19 different celebrities.
Yes.
So, and again, this is spitballing here, folks. I'm just thinking it through and guesstimating, but it was a whirlwind event. And like we just said before, make sure you plan, but we did really well with that. So where we left off is day two. At the end of day two, I think it was December 2nd.
Yes.
So again, still this month, it's just insane. Like we finished up day two, folks. We just spoke to everyone 3 weeks ago,
yeah.
And it feels like it was years ago. So all right, so end of day two, we were all hopped up, right, and where we left off with all of us. And day three was, we thought we were gonna go in there, you know, with some very basic objectives, right? So Christina wanted to meet Stephen Amell. I think Christina, you also wanted to meet Matt Jeff Hardy specifically,
yes,
right. And I think that was really it. Oh, and Lita. You wanted to stop by and see Lita and
per give her request.
Yes, and give her a copy of a piece that you would put together for Team Extreme.
As well as show her the completed
piece.
Yes.
Yes. So we get there on day three, and a little bit of con etiquette, folks, we can kind of adjust here. Christina, you ran into a problem where people started to jump lines.
Yeah.
Right? That's really inappropriate and rude. Okay, if there's a line, get to the back of the line.
Yes.
Respect the line, right?
And also respect the level of access that you purchase.
Yes.
Because some people who bought general passes will try to get into the, quote, VIP lines.
And this goes for any con, not just
exactly.
The GalaxyCon.
Because different cons offer different levels of access.
Yes.
Stay within your level of access.
Stay in your lane, right?
Exactly.
And people will do that. What they'll do is they'll watch a crowd moving and they'll try to blend in with it. And that's not right. I mean, We had to deal with that several times, both at events like this. And folks, for example, we just went to the WWE SmackDown taping on May 12th of this year.
Yeah.
Right? Here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And Christina's Rangers need her. She just had a notification go off. But that was just this year too, right?
Exactly.
My point is, though, we've done a lot of social events this year, a lot of large events, and it doesn't matter what type of venue or what type of event it is. It could be a sporting event. It could be a concert. It could be a convention. People will do this. They will gravitate and move with the crowd. And yes. Christina's right. You got to respect it. And if somebody does that or violates that access, it's okay to say something. Just make sure you're diplomatic about it.
Exactly.
So we get to GalaxyCon on day three. And by the way, to the GalaxyCon staff, they were awesome.
Yes.
They helped us a lot. We were able to use certain access due to, again, myself and ADA and things like that with my eyesight, where we were able to access celebrities and have meet and greets that we wouldn't normally get.
Yes.
And that was not taking advantage of the system. It is the fact that, again, I'm an ADA person, so I need certain levels of access or certain levels of care that a regular civilian who is, you know, again, healthy and fully able and bodied would not need. So we get into GalaxyCon on day three. We were able to use, I guess we can say, at ADA level access.
Yes.
And folks, I will say this, that Christina is really good at, you know, taking care of what my needs are. But if there are people that have mobility issues, respect those people.
And I am protective of anyone with differences.
Yes. Because I don't like to call them disabilities. They're differences. You're not disabled. You're differently abled. It's like, just because my eyes or my legs don't work as well as yours doesn't mean my feelings don't get hurt the same. Does that make sense?
Everyone has equal feelings. And yes, that's where you have to be careful. And that's why I do what I do.
Yes. So we get into the event. And folks, I'm not joking. Stephen Amell was going to be at GalaxyCon Columbus one day, December 3rd. Right? Supposed to be 2 days, right? But he couldn't get a flight. Is that right?
Correct.
You talked to him about this.
Yes.
Yeah, so Christina just knows everybody. She gets hugged and sang to and all these other things. Which, by the way, Jonathan Frakes has really good taste.
Yes, he does.
Earl Hines?
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. We've been listening to Earl Hines for the past couple weeks, everybody. It's soothing and puts you to sleep as good jazz piano. Anyway, so we get in on day three. And, you know, we're tired from 2 days. Like we talked about last time we spoke, everybody. Our feet were sore. Our backs hurt. You got to have the physical stamina to do this stuff, right? You know, my eyes may not work as well, but at least we stay in shape. So physically stay in shape. So Christina left me, you know, in a safe area and went over to meet Stephen Amell, right? I mean, he was going to get there like as doors opened, right? And we wanted to hit the road to get back, you know, to where we are now. That's about a 6-hour drive or so.
About.
We wanted to hit the road around noon to 1 o'clock. Be back by 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, right? I mean, on the third day. So Christina really just took off and started running. There were people literally being let in at the doors running to lines. And I'm not talking running people. I'm talking like people pushing and shoving people.
Which is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, how meaningless is your life? And I'm not saying that meeting a celebrity is not meaningless. But how meaningless is your life that thinking that meeting this one person this one time...
Faster than someone else.
Faster, like what? One person faster is really going to make a difference for you. If that is like the entire crux of your entire existence is meeting one person at one convention one time, get a life. Seriously. Anyway, Christina did meet Stephen Amell. I think you were 7th in line.
Yeah.
And you had a good conversation with him. I got a good selfie. He signed a couple pieces for you, including a heels piece that Mick Foley had signed, like we had talked about before. So that was a good thing. And so we got that out of the way relatively early, right? And Christina then went to go see the Hardy Boys, Jeff Hardy specifically. And Christina, does knowing handlers for certain wrestlers matter?
Yes, it does.
And did you get to meet Jeff Hardy faster than expected?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
And the nice part is the handler knew what was needed and quickly made it happen.
Yeah. So Christina was able to utilize an option from GalaxyCon to get to her meet and greet a little faster, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
You were pretty far back in line. They cut the line off, right?
And told me to come back later, but then I showed him...
your option.
Yes.
Yes, and he grabbed you out of line, and you talked to the handler. And Christina, did you feel like a celebrity walking right up to Jeff Hardy?
Well, actually, the guy was like, go talk to the guy in the black hoodie.
The staff guy. You're, yes. You're talking about. He's like, go talk to this guy in the black hoodie. The guy in the black hoodie is a guy named Tony.
Yes.
And Christina's like, oh, this is Tony. He's like, wait, you know him? And she's like, yeah, I know Tony. He's like, oh, okay.
Go talk to him.
Yeah, so... Christina, like a celebrity herself, walks past all these people in line.
It's like, hey, Tony, I'm back.
I'm like, how do you know Tony? I'm like, don't worry about it. So it does benefit you to know and respect the handlers, especially when we've made the circuit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Especially when you can talk shop with them.
And so you walked up to Jeff Hardy, who was there one day, day three of GalaxyCon Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't say, how you doing? How are you? What does he ask you? And what are the first words out of his mouth?
Where do I know you from?
And you can answer that. He knows you from Fanboy Knoxville.
Yes, where we first met.
Yes, because they're old friends, everybody. Of course, everybody loves Christina. Of course. Christina this and Christina that. Anyway.
Then I whip out the artwork.
Yeah, so... And the reason why I think Jeff remembered you is because you had this custom art piece that, yes, he really liked, as did Matt, like his piece as well. You, of course, met Matt on day one of GalaxyCon because everybody loves Christina. So that is how Jeff knew you. And you gave him a 4x6 of the piece of art that he had signed for you at Fanboy Knoxville in July.
Yes.
And, of course, he was all excited and you got your selfie with the hand signs. And got a hug from Jeff Hardy, didn't you?
Yeah, Jeff and Matt.
The Hardy Boys.
Yes.
Everybody loves Christina. She gets sang to and hugged and talked to by world champion legends in boxing and wrestling. Of course. Not wrestling, everybody. Wrestling. Everybody loves Christina.
I take the time to even make their experience there special. Because they meet so many people. Why not do something to make their day?
I understand. So Christina, of course, went for her second selfie of the day with another celebrity that everybody loves, Christina. Anyway, so we get through that, and we're actually still making really good time on the third day. And we're getting ready to leave, and it's probably, what, 11:30?
About, yes.
We're like, you know what, let's go and hit the road and get home. You know, we'll be home by around 5:30, you know, before sunset, which is really good, right, to drive from Columbus back to this area. So, but as we're leaving... I was debating on something. I was debating on getting a signature or an autograph with Scott Steiner. A little bummed, though, because Rick Steiner wasn't there, so I couldn't get both Steiner brothers, you know. And Christina happens to look over at Ric Flair's line. His line is empty. And Christina coaxes me to go forward with it and grab a ticket quickly and get a selfie with the 16-time world champ, everybody. Ric Flair. Now, where we left off, Rick had just signed a couple pieces for us on Saturday, December 2nd.
One of them was a custom piece.
Yes, and he was happy with that. And on December 3rd, at other than divine intervention, a break in the morning.
Yes.
We were able to grab a ticket and run over and very quickly get in the line to grab a Ric Flair for a selfie. And I will say this about meeting the 16-time world champ Ric Flair. Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Christina kind of dealt with the handler and my differences. You know, it seems like with the selfies, and Christina can correct me if I'm wrong here, I don't think he wanted you to touch him. I think he kind of wanted you to lean into the selfie with him. Like, not, you know what I mean?
That's the handler, though, until I pointed out a few things, and he's like...
Do what you need.
Yeah, basically.
Because he was going to take the picture on your phone, and you got to take it.
It's like, nope, I got this. It's just those two together.
And you know, Rick, of course, stood up. I walked around the table with him. And he looks over at Christina, looks at me, and is like, come here, handsome. And that was cool, you know. So I got a full-on handshake, arm around the shoulder. Four fingers went up. He smiled like a Cheshire cat. He was happy as a pig in slop.
It did not help that you were wearing an AWA shirt either.
Where it all started for Rick. He was very happy. I was very happy. So that was really cool to get that in at the, literally, it's one of the last things we did.
Let's say hi to our mayor, finally.
Yeah, we did say hi to Glenn Jacobs, Kane in WWE. He was walking past us on our way to see Rick. And Christina looks at Glenn Jacobs, who is like gabillion feet tall. He's 6'8". He can see the top of my head, everybody. So Christina, walking with me behind her, walks right past Glenn Jacobs and says, "Mr. Mayor." And he looks at her and he's like, "Hi, y'all. Y'all. Mm-hmm. How are y'all?" And he just walks right past us. I'm like, everybody loves Christina, of course. Anyway, that we had to go to a con to see our mayor. How cool is
that?
We
had to drive 5.5 to 6 hours to meet a guy that works 30 minutes away.
No, see, exactly. I should have walked through his lab. Like, I'm a concerned constituent in Knox County, Tennessee. I have a proposition for you. Here. We have some time. Here, can you read this? Just like drop a binder right on the table. Like
empty binder of blank notebook paper. Just
my proposal.
Just to joke with him.
Yeah, it's like, I have a proposal. Wait a second here. There. I had to bring this 6 hours to see you. Now take your mask off. I don't want you to be Kane. You're Mayor Jacobs now.
Which he was actually wearing his wrestling school t-shirt.
Yeah, the Jacobs Pritchard school, wrestling academy. We got to figure out if they allow like press or anything in there, because that'd be kind of cool to go to some of the seminars and stuff.
Exactly.
Just as, like, because when they have, so a lot of these wrestling schools, folks, before we get back into GalaxyCon, a lot of these wrestling schools, especially like in this region, will have seminars with veterans, no matter where they're from, which promotion, but they'll come in, they'll do like a seminar basically. Right. But it was really cool to see all that. And it was kind of just like an overload. And it was cool to, as one of the few things, the last thing we did after you stopped by to see Lita, I think, to drop off the piece, right, that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave her a 4x6 of the same piece signed by you, because you had made the piece. And Christine also finished our first complete wrestling piece with Lita, Matt, and Jeff Hardy as Team Extreme. That's cool. But it was really cool, as one of the last things we did before we walked out at around noon, like we wanted, was to get to see Ric Flair. That was really cool. Handshake, arm around the shoulder. You know, that was cool. He seemed to be very, very, very happy.
And then as soon as we got your selfie done, there was a line.
The line filled right back up. So it was almost like it was perfect just for me.
Yes.
That was cool. I will never get that opportunity again. And look, he's right up there with like Hulk Hogan, everybody. He is. Ric Flair is up there with like a Bruno Sammartino, a Hulk Hogan, easily, right? I mean, they're a generational talent, and it was really, really cool. And you can see it. We've posted it. You can see that deep handshake, which I was joking with Christine on the way back. I'm like, you know, that was a headlock, right? Not his arm around my shoulder. And that was a wrist lock, not a handshake, right? No, I mean, because my wrestling abilities are so awesome, I could thwart a headlock and a wrist lock and still hold my four fingers. No, it was really, really cool. That was nice. And I'll never get that opportunity again. And I think we ended GalaxyCon on an awesome note. Got back here safe and sound. No
before
real traffic.
Sundown.
Yep, before sundown, no real traffic. And listen, everybody, I'm still talking about this 3 weeks later. And we're still, I think, somewhat on that high.
Yeah.
Still. And we're still getting, you know, pieces in and stuff like that. So GalaxyCon was a lot of fun. We are looking at GalaxyCon Raleigh as well. I can't speak more highly about con management. GalaxyCon, I think, was one of the best cons we've been to, whether as revending or attending, that's been decent on management.
I agree. So they definitely know how to respect ADA people.
Yeah.
And that is something I have seen so poorly done with other Comic-Cons.
Because they don't care.
No, they don't. It's just give us some money and go do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. There's no control, right?
And that's what I'm saying. I really, really appreciate what they do.
Yep. So we're definitely going to try to give them probably more business.
Yeah.
And whether we're... And I think we'll probably be attending. I mean...
Too big to vend.
Yeah. Christina has a cool product, cool concept, but with all that competition for dollars...
Yeah.
You're better off, especially if it's a celebrity con. We talked about this with Steel City, right?
I'm not ready for this level yet.
It's kind of like a Dragon Con almost, right?
Yes.
It's like, oh my God. I mean, we talked about it with Steel City as well. Like, when it becomes a celebrity con, you are better off just attending. Just do it. Enjoy yourselves. Don't worry about all the other things, right? And Christina, you had a colleague or an acquaintance who was vending this event. That
someone I usually vend Steel City with.
Yeah, and it just didn't work out.
His first time doing it, it just did not work for him.
And we knew it wouldn't, like, we're not saying we're not confident in your product and whatnot, but it's just because of all the competition. I mean, like we said, folks, when you have legends like that and celebrities like that, where people are running to get in line,
and
good luck.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, As a vendor, good luck. I mean, because that's where the attendee money is going. It's going to those celebrities. It's not going to you. Not to be insulting or anything like that, but let's be honest.
Let's
be
real.
It's not going to you. It's going to them. And besides, if you're a vendor and there's a celebrity there you want to meet, you want to meet them too.
So, exactly.
I mean, get real. Just go enjoy yourself. Right? I mean, life is short, okay? It is. So, we got back from GalaxyCon. Are we good with GalaxyCon for now?
Yes.
All right. So, we got back from GalaxyCon. We're still hopped up, folks. Again, 3 weeks later, we're still talking about it. It went as well as it could have, I think.
Yes, I agree.
And got back. Christina had a birthday. And we enjoyed. You had a good birthday this year.
Yes.
Birthdays are odd for us. So, good birthday this year. And we really enjoyed our time with that. And we're down to the holiday season. And really just enjoying ourselves. And I had a piece come in today. Really cool piece, folks. And it had been put out for a bit for auction.
Several times.
And I finally picked it up. Christina, you believe all the signatures are authentic.
Yeah, because I can see the tone difference based on the different inks on the actual photo, because you can see the difference between one Sharpie to another, to the paint pen, to the actual photo.
Before we go any further, folks, when we come down to, when we mentioned, like, authenticating, if you've done anything at an event, Christina does custom art, for example, we got a lot of pieces authenticated at GalaxyCon, and we were so excited to get those entered in and logged. We do keep a spreadsheet, basically, of all of our memorabilia and other, you know, valuable items we're adding to collections as investments and things like that. And this is no different. I mean, these pieces that we had signed, these are custom art pieces from Christina. There's one of one, right? And we had them signed and authenticated. And how did that make you feel to have, like, Mike Tyson sign a piece for you and we got it authenticated?
That was cool.
Did it feel to get Ric Flair to sign a piece for us and we got it authenticated?
It was awesome.
How did it feel to get all the Star Trek people to sign, including William Shatner himself, and get it all authenticated?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's cool.
It was cool because once we logged everybody, we went and looked up on the JSA or PSA sites in JSA, for example, to see once they finish their work and you see that it's signed by somebody you really wanted to meet. It's a good feeling.
Yes.
It feels good to see that. I'm like, yes, this is mine. You're right. Nobody can take it from me. It's mine.
And no one else has it.
That's right. It's a one of one.
Yes.
And to see, like, a signed by, you know, all these people and where it was signed. So you always have a constant reminder and a good memory that's been digitized. That's cool.
Yes.
Right. You know, for me to see that signed by Ric Flair, and it was like, that's so cool. And, you know, it was really a lot of fun. So, talking about that with this new piece, you all right?
Yes.
Okay. So talking about that with this new piece, since we don't have a mute button.
You mean a cough button?
Yes. I got a new piece in. Like Christina said, it looks appears to be authentic. Again, it's not authenticated, but it was really cool. It's still cool.
We looked up other images of signatures. They all match.
Yes, we did that first, everybody. We went and looked to make sure that this style looks the same before we actually, you know, bid on this. Won the auction for it. It's awesome. It is a photo, and we need to find out, and that's part of our quest, folks. We find out before our next episode, we'll let folks know at that episode. But it is a photo, six-person photo, of Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Cowboy Bob Orton, father of Randy Orton, Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, Fool, and Superfly Jimmy Snuka, father of Tamina Snuka, in a face-off photo. And this photo is really cool. It looks to be probably 1980-45. And probably 80-45. It's a cool photo. Piper is yelling at Mr. T.
Doesn't need a mic.
Never does. Hot Rod never does. Hulk Hogan's in these weird blue pants with a black tank top.
And baby blue boots.
Platinum blonde hair. So younger Hulk Hogan.
No bandana.
That's right. Younger Hulk Hogan. And really cool. And it is signed by Rowdy Roddy Piper, Mr. Hashtag Wonderful, as Christina puts it, Paul Orndorff, Cowboy Bob Orton, and Superfly Jimmy Snuka. So this is missing Mr. T and Hulk Hogan, but it doesn't matter. It's still a really cool piece with four guys signed. All the heels in the photo signed it, as well as one face. Cool piece. Cool, cool, cool piece. Christina was looking at it earlier today when we were framing it, and you thought it was pretty.
Yeah.
It's a cool piece. So, and considering that Paul Orndorff, Roddy Piper, and Jimmy Snuka are all demised, have all passed away, it's a pretty cool piece to have.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about that. And our next up for, at least think for me, is Jake the Snake Roberts in February.
Yes.
He rescheduled on us. And you have Amy Jo Johnson to meet.
Yes. Another Ranger.
And speaking of which, you, the week after GalaxyCon, this girl, everybody, okay, this girl over here basically drives where she needs to go to meet people. So the same week that we got back from GalaxyCon on Sunday, you were on the road Friday on, what, December 8th?
Yes.
Yeah. To go to meet Johnny Youngbosh.
Yes.
At YamaCon.
Yes.
In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Great personality. Down-to-earth guy.
And his handlers, and it was his staff are awesome. His entourage.
Yes. I mean, he had like 4 to 5 handlers with him.
And they were very interactive.
Yes. So. Very nice. They made the experience. Getting a selfie, I got more than just a selfie.
You also got some images of you interacting and him signing your stuff.
Yes, because
authentication? Look at this.
As soon as they saw I got a selfie, they're like, give us your phone. I'm like, okay. I'm
like, why?
And then
why?
When I get my phone back, I'm like, oh my gosh, they took 10 photos. I don't want to sound ditzy, but it was so mind-blowing that they were that nice.
Well, that and you got photos of him actually signing and your stuff and
the
talking
interaction,
to you.
Yes.
So, you want authentication? Here's a picture of him signing this piece.
Right? Him talking to me about the custom artwork I made for him.
Yep. So it's cool. We're just busy folks, and we deserve it. I mean, folks, we never do anything for ourselves. All we do is work. We are workhorses, and I think that you eventually get to a point where it's like, you actually can enjoy yourself and have fun.
Yeah.
We got to do that this year, so... a lot of fun, a lot of things to get, and a lot of good experiences. Christina, you actually bought a Jason David Frank piece as well.
Yes.
Since our last discussion with everybody. So even if we can't, you know, in their death, obtain pieces for people, we eventually were able to get them, and we're happy with the pieces we do have, and we combine that with a good collection. So we're really excited to move into 2024 and really enjoy ourselves. So, we will be coming back, with our next episode, everybody, toward the end of this year. And so, I think the holidays have been hopefully fun for us and hopefully they're fun for everybody else. Can we get out of here?
Yes, I think we're good to go.
All right. We're going to go ahead and finish up watching the Steelers hopefully beat down the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right now it is currently 31-8.
What? So the Pittsburgh Steelers need to beat down the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
All right. So let's get back to our game, folks. We hope everybody enjoyed this episode of the Frugal Sounds Podcast. If everybody enjoys the holiday season, be good to each other. As always, be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other.